Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
And you're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 417.
Oh, now you know. So what you're seeing here is video of the inside of Cortex today. As Elon said, the giant new AI training supercluster being built at Tesla's headquarters in Austin to solve real-world AI.
He went on to say the Tesla construction and supercompute infrastructure teams are awesome.
Beth says, guess we're all moving to Texas, lads. See y'all in Austin.
And Elon said, Austin is awesome, gaining critical mass of tech talent fast. The Tesla AI inference chips in all of our cars were designed by our Austin team.
And Owen Sparks pointed out, a cardboard sign taped to the ceiling. This is why Tesla moves faster than everyone else. I didn't even catch that the first time through. And this has all happened so fast, I think a lot of people haven't really grasped even where this supercomputer is. It is here in the extension that was built onto the end of Giga Texas.
You know what? We need more space for a supercomputer.
But we already designed and built one of the biggest buildings in the world, sir.
Yeah, but it's not big enough. So here's what you do. Just add a bit more over here.
Okay. Frank, we're going to need some more excavators and cranes.
And if we watch that supercomputer video from Elon again, but this time listen to the audio.
We hear all the fans trying to keep the computer cores cool.
That's why Tesla built this building with underground pipes that go to the supercomputer addition.
Right now, Cortex requires 130 megawatts of cooling, but Elon says that within 18 months, it will require 500 megawatts of cooling. And NVIDIA's senior research manager posted, we chant in English, prompting, and silicon bricks learn to control a set of metal, Optimus, to manipulate other sets of atoms. Inanimate components are being brought to life by invisible tokens from a neural network. If this isn't magic, I don't know what is.
And then Elon quoted Grimes, saying, any sufficiently advanced magic is indistinguishable from technology, which is...
it's the inverse of the old adage.
Exactly. Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode.
Babbel is one of the top language learning apps in the world.
Whether you're headed back to school or just want to explore something new, Babbel is the private tutor in your pocket that can help you reach your language learning goals.
I like that I can brush up on my Italian in a quick 10-minute lesson.
Lui e di Milano.
Babbel's lessons are created by 650-plus real language experts, so you learn practical, real-world conversations in no time.
Io sono differenze.
It's a cross-platform, which helps me work a lesson into my busy day. I can use it on my computer, my phone, when I'm on the go, or on any of my devices.
And Babbel uses speech recognition technology to improve pronunciation so you can learn it correctly.
Io sono differenze. If I'm having problems remembering that, I can go back and redo that lesson until I get it.
It's simple to use and effective. Plus, Babbel offers a 20-day money-back guarantee for users who decide it's not the right fit. Just write to the customer service within 20 days for a full refund.
Get cozy with a new language this fall or improve on what you've already learned.
So start learning with Babbel now and get 60% off on your subscription by using our link. Leave a comment and let us know what language you would like to learn.
Thanks to Babbel for sponsoring this episode.
So if we are to believe Bloomberg and journalist Dana Hull, which have been repeatedly inaccurate, I might add, on their coverage of Tesla, then Tesla's robotaxi event on October 10th will be held in Burbank, California. According to Bloomberg, Tesla aims to unveil its highly anticipated robotaxi at an event at Warner Brothers Discovery Incorporated movie studio in the Los Angeles area, people familiar with the matter said. And I just want to point out, this is where they used to shoot Friends, and it's 110 acres of back studio.
So great! A party! Yay!
Where did Tesla hold its solar roof day back in 2016?
That was held at Universal Studios in L.A.
So, I mean, it would kind of make sense to show off Robotaxi on a movie studio backlot because Tesla wouldn't technically have the permits to have their cars drive without a human safety driver yet. And showing the cars without a human safety driver, I think, is an important visual.
I guess automation's everywhere.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, right, the backlot would look like an American standard city, right? But technically, they're private roads.
In fact, it would look more like an American city than even an American city because right. We're so used to seeing these backlots in movies.
That's true.
And this just in, Tesla white hat hacker Green the Only has found increased data collection from Tesla near the Warner Brothers studios.
Oh, so does this prove that the robotaxi event is going to be at Warner Brothers?
Well, Green the Only has also spotted increased data collection in other places of California, including near the new Hollywood Diner and a bunch of San Francisco sites. So, I don't know.
So is Tesla doing that to throw us off the scent?
Or the cars are going to leave Burbank and drive all the way to San Francisco.
Stop at the diner for
stop at the diner first autonomously. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? Share your thoughts in the comments. Where's this event going to be held?
But we still think it's happening 10-10, October 10th.
He hasn't changed it so far.
Maybe,
so far.
Maybe 11-11? Lucky number? I don't know. The Dogecoin lawsuit brought against Elon and Tesla back in June of 2022 has been dismissed by U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein.
So the plaintiffs in the case claim that Elon and Tesla profited tens of billions of dollars at the expense of Dogecoin investors.
What is Dogecoin?
They claim that Elon intentionally drove up the price of Dogecoin by over 36,000% through his social media posts and comments.
To the moon!
Like his 2021 Saturday Night Live appearance, in which Elon said Doge was a hustle.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why did you say that, man?
And they were seeking, get this, $258 billion in damages.
So wait, this was at the expense of Dogecoin investors because he drove the price up 36,000%?
I guess because then they had to buy it high and then it went down.
So it went down after he had...
After he pumped and dumped?
After he I don't understand.
So what is Dogecoin?
All right. But the judge wasn't buying it.
So Judge Hellerstein in his ruling said that Elon's comments were, quote, aspirational and puffery, not factual and susceptible to being falsified.
The judge also said that no reasonable investor could rely on Musk's tweets to pursue a securities fraud claim.
Alex Spiro, one of Elon Musk's lawyers, said after the ruling, it's a very good day for Dogecoin.
And I think it's amazing that you have a judge who looks like this, who has a better sense of humor than Dogecoin investors. It looks like he wouldn't laugh at anything, and right, yet no. he wears
a fedora. Yeah.
Does he?
Oh, I was going to put a picture in, but I was afraid it might be copy protected, of him walking up the courtroom steps in a fedora. Like, he looked like he was from right out of the 50s.
My question is, what is Dogecoin?
So the Douglas Police Department in South Georgia has just purchased 4 Tesla Model Ys.
2 will be administrative vehicles and 2 will be police patrol cars.
So many of the comments on this Facebook post about it, though, are so stupid. Like this one from John. When half of Douglas has lights go dim, y'all will know that the police department had to make a pit stop on their second lap behind a 1998 Crown Vic.
Or Travis, ironic last name Bolt. Police chase ends as the battery went dead in the police car. Ha ha, they'll be back on the case in about 3 hours. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Wow, laugh it up, buddy.
Ugh, I know. But unfortunately, the Menlo Park, California Police Department doesn't seem to like their three Model Y police cars. First, they cite the added cost of outfitting the Model Ys with police upgrades.
Okay, so let me look at this.
Okay.
So wait a minute. Menlo Park Police Department spent $64,270 on their 2022 long-range Model Y.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you can get a 2024 long-range Model Y for $47,990.
I mean, well, first of all, I think the price has gone down, but also maybe they got some options or paid for full self-driving beta.
I don't think that they did.
I don't know.
I'm just saying the Model Y should be cheaper than the hybrid Ford Explorer that they compared it to by $3,600. But okay, let's move on. I guess Ford throws in the ballistic panels, and they had to pay $7,500 more for ballistic panels on the Model Y.
I guess.
But why did it cost $4,500 more for safety outfitting on the Model Y?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing that Ford throws in some of that stuff into their police version.
Okay, so bottom line, Menlo Park claims that it cost them $25,000 more for the Model Y than the Ford. But I mean, Menlo Park bought three Model Ys back in 2022 as patrol cars. So where's the maintenance and the fuel data? Most police departments that we've been talking to have reported savings of thousands of dollars per year in fuel and maintenance.
Well, it seems that Menlo Park PD had issues mainly with the interiors. They said the width of duty belts and bulletproof vests do not fit well in the bucket seat, and the height of the center console required larger officers to sit at an angle or with their sidearm pinned and inaccessible while in the vehicle. The equipment overhangs the passenger seat, making it nearly unusable. This is not an immediate issue, as the current patrol operations do not deploy two officers in every vehicle, but would limit the ability to transport personnel or change operations in the future. In particular, the passenger seat space would not allow training officers to comfortably sit next to a trainee for a 12-hour shift, preventing field training for new officers. The rear seats provide very little room for anyone detained or transported in the back of the car. They went on to say that the following smart features of the Teslas created challenges for patrol operations. The autopilot interference, they said there's a delay when officers shift into drive, and on occasion, the Teslas automatically stop when an officer attempts to pull off to the side of the road to approach vehicles or people. Lighting controls.
Wait. There's a delay when officers shift into drive?
Yeah, I don't know what they're
is
talking
that because
about.
They didn't buckle their seatbelts? Like, what's the...
Maybe. I don't know what they're talking about there. I don't even know what they're talking about in terms of space. Like, I don't know how bulky it is to wear police stuff, but I've got to imagine that either you could do an aftermarket seat or something. Like, that. I know so many big people that drive Model Ys comfortably, so I don't know. And there's other police departments that do it, so I'm really kind of... Exactly, take out the center console. They go on to say, lighting controls, tablet. Tesla does not allow direct access to the system. Officers need to use a multi-step touchscreen process to follow standard practice to dim their lights upon approach at night. And then lastly, proximity locking, sleep mode, and self-closing doors. The car knows when the key is or is not present within an effective range. The cars will not lock if the key or enabled smartphone are near the vehicles, and will conversely lock if the key or smartphone is away from the vehicle, which all seem like good things. I really don't know.
Menlo Park, by the way, for those not familiar with Northern California, is across the bay from Fremont. So what is Menlo Park PD going to buy instead?
The Menlo Park City Council just approved the purchase of the Chevy Blazer EV for future police vehicles in 2025. And this is where, again, I think Tesla should have a Tesla police car program, just like Ford and Chevy do, so that they can kind of work through these issues if there really are any, and maybe make a special software and maybe even special, you know, okay, no center console for certain police departments or whatever. And that way they would have a point of contact. I think the problem is here, you just buy a Tesla like any of us do, and then you have to outfit it, whereas police departments need special attention.
It's a tough balance because I could imagine me saying this years ago, because I did say this years ago, and I don't know if I necessarily agree with myself years ago because...
What did you say years ago?
I said that Tesla should make a special police car. And I still want to kind of stand by that because I think that it's a good idea. I just think that it's like, what does Tesla need to focus on right now?
That's true. That's
and I think that if we're to be like, well, if they want to be one of the traditional automaker guys, then they better have their own police department section of their company that makes special police cars.
Well, here's the other thing. I think the Cybertruck is the better police car.
It is. But also, they don't care. If these police departments want to buy police cars, that's like their prerogative, according to Tesla, because all they care about is making a robo-taxi. That's Tesla and Elon's biggest priority right now, and selling three police cars to police departments, while it would be great, I don't think that there's anything bad with that. They're already doing it.
Yeah.
And if Menlo Park doesn't like theirs, whatever. But The city of La Crescent in Houston County, Minnesota, their police department does like their Model Y police cars. So suck it, Menlo Park.
Chief Luke Ashlager said their Model Y police car that they got last December has been good so far for the city and proven quite popular with the city's police officers. He said public state aid was used to customize it for the police department. The officers love it, and it's good for the city.
A fleet study conducted by Sawatch Labs found that replacing an ICE police cruiser with the Model Y police cruiser resulted in a 93% greenhouse gas emission reduction.
The La Crescent PD has leased their Model Y for 4 years, and at the end of the four-year lease term, they say the city will own the Model Y. Wait, isn't that not how a lease works? I thought that's how, like, did they just buy it?
Well, a lot of times there's like lease to buy options where you can lease something and then at the end you get an option to buy it. And you don't have to buy it, but many people do.
Look, enough police departments now own Teslas. Please, in the comments, if you are in a police department that uses Teslas or if you know of someone, please comment down below your thoughts about Teslas in police departments, because I think what we're seeing is lots of positives about it and less negatives.
Yeah, and I got a question why Menlo Park in particular doesn't like their Teslas.
So time is running out for your chance to win the Tesla of your choice or $50,000 in cash.
We're talking about the 10th annual Tesla raffle from Chesed, Chicago. The nonprofit group works to change lives through kindness and providing needs within the community.
The organization is dedicated to helping families in crisis and is funding more than 80 programs and services right now.
Their goal is helping families get back on their feet by offering goods and services like food, furniture, job placement, navigating government funding, and much more.
You can help this great organization, and the winner of the raffle will receive a Tesla Model X, S, Y, 3, or Cybertruck, or you can choose the $50,000 in cash. I would choose the Tesla.
For your chance to win, head to ccraffle.com where you can get $25 off two tickets or $500 off 15 tickets by using the promo code NYK.
Hurry, the drawing is almost here and tickets are limited. Only 9,999 tickets will be sold, so get your tickets today.
Speaking of the Tesla Model X, Tesla has now added a new promotion to the Model X order page.
All right, what does that say? Could they write it any smaller?
Well, it's a promotion.
Okay.
It says one paid option included with purchase of FSD supervised.
So like if you wanted to upgrade to a premium paint option like ultra red for an extra $2,500.
As long as you purchased FSD supervised for an extra $8,000, you would get the ultra red paint upgrade for free.
All right. That's interesting. So what's the most expensive option? Like I could get that.
Okay. Well, let's see. The 22-inch turbine wheels are $5,500.
Okay.
Or the six-seat interior is an extra $6,500.
Wait, why is the seven-seat interior cheaper? You get one more seat.
They
take out a seat to cost you more. You want a seat or not? I mean,
I don't. That's a good question. Then there's the Drive Anywhere package.
What's that?
The Drive Anywhere package includes free supercharging, premium connectivity, and full self-driving for 3 years for $5,000. But if you buy full self-driving for $8,000, you get the Drive Anywhere package for only $2,000.
So what's the best deal?
So I think the best deal would be to order the six-seat option, which would have been an extra $6,500, but with this new promotion, it's free.
What do you guys think?
We asked our Patreons in this week's poll, and we'll share the results with you later in the show.
So a study just released from vehicle history report firm Epic VIN shows the car brands with the lowest percentage of fatal injuries in reported accidents. I know, it's a lot to take in.
Now, a fatal injury
is if someone dies when the car gets into an accident, right? So let's take a look.
So Tesla is in the number three spot at 28.7% occupants with fatal injuries.
And I want to just stress this is from NHTSA data from 2017 through 2022. I was surprised about Ram being the lowest occupants with fatal injuries. I mean,
it's because they're driving giant pickup trucks.
And oh, right.
It's a simple momentum problem.
Oh, so that's a good point. So that means that actually Tesla is like the smallest of these cars with the lowest fatalities.
They're still heavier cars than typical sedans. So that can be one thing. But I mean, I think that the percentage here is a little bit misleading. So this is out of the total occupants involved in fatal accidents. So this would be, let's say that there's two cars, each of them have four people in the car, and one person dies in the accident.
Right, there'd be one in eight.
There'd be, one in eight, and there're probably two different kinds of cars. So the extra, three people in one car and the four people in the other car, that's what we determine as a fatal accident. It's an accident which is enough to have killed somebody. So I guess it's just a weird metric.
Well, it could be that the Ram pickup truck caused a lot of the accidents and didn't really, wasn't ever threatening their occupants.
I mean, you can look at it however you want. The thing that I think is interesting, though, is if you take a look at the list, the total occupants that were recorded with fatal injuries is the lowest with Tesla. Now, this does not take into account any kind of per accident rate, and that's where I think the percentage comes in. But I do think that it's interesting how low the actual number of fatalities were.
And line number four there, Isuzu, that would probably be like the Isuzu Trooper, which is a big SUV, and that's probably why. I mean, because otherwise, like, there aren't many Isuzus on the road. So
right. I mean, I'm almost wondering if they're talking about like the large box trucks.
I think this was just car brands, but
it's just weird.
It's not. Yeah, it's not great data. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
So Elon Musk reposted this from the Cybertruck X. Four-wheel steering brings the magic of a sports car turning radius to your Cybertruck. Well, that's cool. Mm. I like the sound. Holmar's catalog says, JoJo Siwa posted this video with her Cybertruck to her 46 million followers.
And Elon said,
cool.
So I guess she's from Dance Moms fame. I didn't know much about her, but she's a big dance
influencer. Oh, but she's so much bigger now. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he said, cool. And Sawyer Merritt said, this dude is literally running a laundry machine in the back of his Cybertruck in traffic using the truck bed outlets. This might be the best advertising ever.
And Elon said, this is
awesome.
That is awesome. So that's, so he's a handyman?
I guess.
It's a good advertisement for a laundromat.
Is that like when he's done with the job, he washes his outfit? Or is that another business he has
on
the side?
I'm guessing it's not a washing machine, right? Because you need a water input.
I mean, maybe he has a water input.
You could
input.
Have a little tank.
I need to know more about this.
That would be cool.
Next time you see this guy, or if you are this guy, please send us a video.
Just a clothes dryer, you put it in the back of your truck, and then you go like swimming, and then you throw all your clothes.
Imagine if this pulled up to a beach and was like, wash all your clothes, everybody, while you swim. Sawyer Merritt also posted this. YouTuber Brandon Herrera turned his Cybertruck into a Halo Warthog with a functioning M2 Browning 50 caliber machine gun.
And Elon said, this is awesome. It is awesome. That's exactly what I want to do with my Cybertruck.
Shooting Nerf guns out of the
back. By the way, it's not a machine gun in the video because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to post it on YouTube. It was actually a semi-automatic Browning non-machine gun.
Oh.
He just pressed the trigger really, really fast.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Don't worry. Don't worry, YouTube. Now, one of our viewers, Steve, shared this email they got from Tesla offering a $6,000 discount off a Foundation Series Cyberbeast.
Yeah, it seems like Tesla is trying to squeeze every last drop of profit out of Cyberbeast before they go to the non-Foundation Series sales. That's quite a little perk.
And you can also get the same off of the all-wheel drive as well.
Yeah, how come we didn't get that offer?
Now, my question is, what's the asterisk? Because we don't get to see what the asterisk is. Is that like when you pay us an extra? Like, what is it? Is it like after incentives? After gas savings?
Yeah, I don't know. That didn't come in the email there. John sent us this video of a Cybertruck apparently in Caracas, Venezuela.
Now, we can't confirm or deny, but maybe some of you can.
Yeah, I can't make out that sign. It could say, you know, L.A. next right, or it could say Caracas. I don't know.
Now, there's no plate.
Right.
Why is there no license plate?
I don't know. There's a lot of questions.
Hey, you don't need any license plate if you're in Venezuela. I don't know.
And in case you haven't been following it, Tesla Tino and Bearded Tesla are driving two Cybertrucks from Florida to the Arctic Circle in what they are calling the Arctic Cybertrek.
Currently, they've made it to almost Alaska, which is point A on this map, and they're now about to head north to the Arctic Circle.
Hans and Naz said that they found out about the Cybertruck being on display in Bangkok, Thailand from us. And so they went out and visited the Central Eastville Mall and filmed this short video of it. Hans said, both my wife and I are very excited to do this as we're not sure at this point if we'll ever see the Cybertruck on Australian roads. And I think you will. I mean, if it showed up in Caracas.
Yeah. you'll see at least one.
Andy spotted this Kia EV9 owned by the Indiana Department of Transportation in Indianapolis, Indiana. They also saw this Lexus RZ450E charging at a charge point in Muskegon. And you might be like, wait a minute, what's this? This is a Cybertruck Roundup. Yes, this blue Cybertruck was spotted at a local Cars and Coffee in Carmel, Indiana. I just thought that was
pretty
cool. And check this out, Jesse. Nick says that Cybertruck's quick steer-by-wire and four-wheel steering system saves a driver from potentially a bad collision. On a two-lane highway, listening to evening news, when all of a sudden I see a car, glass, and parts flying at me. I crank the steering wheel hard and fast to almost full lock. I miss the oncoming car by millimeters. This is a testament to how well the four-wheel steering works, and especially the drive-by-wire steering. Had I been in my Ram, I would have either hit the car to my right at the stop sign, oversteered, and had to countersteer, and would have either spun out, ditched it, or worse, rolled it.
Look how close he was.
I mean, what other truck could have done that
exactly
maneuver?
Exactly, because think about it. If you're not prepared to crank the wheel, mm-hmm. like comically, stupidly crank the wheel, the nice part about the Cybertruck, I will say, is you just go, boom, and that's, you've steered all you can steer. Yep. It's basically like a Formula One race car at that point, and you're, that's as far as
I'm
you can
so
turn.
I'm so glad it got the side shot, because I wouldn't fully have understood what was going on here. I mean, that was literally millimeters.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So Braden posted this on X. He said, luckily everyone was safe, but I'm so tired of people acting stupid over a damn vehicle simply existing. Made this video shortly after confirming they were fine. I get it's trendy to voice your opinions about Tesla and Elon and the Cybertruck, but it's getting out of hand.
What is he talking about?
Check out this video.
So there's a flatbed that got pretty sensitive when he saw the Cybertruck. And so he comes flooring up from the boat ramp, and all of a sudden we hear this huge bang, and there's the trailer, there's his truck, there's the boat.
He went on to say, I just want to be clear in case this gets out of hand here. He wasn't cutting anyone off. He went wide open throttle trying to prove a damn point when I was getting ready to load my boat up. Trailer hit a tree, he overcorrected, hit a boulder, then went down. I'm not going to say much else because I truly do feel bad for them, and they're extremely lucky it wasn't worse. I can be open to the subtle trendiness behind revving at me at a stoplight, etc., but the constant middle fingers, yelling, and erratic driving behaviors, come on. Yeah, and I mean, I'm hearing this from a lot of people across the country. They're kind of afraid to drive their Cybertrucks because so many people are treating them badly. But I want to say, was that guy too excited, or was this guy? Cybertruck Cat on Instagram seems pretty excited as Cybertruck pulled a 6,500-pound Ford F-250 out of a ditch.
Towing our F-250.
Oh, a Tesla truck. Oh, God. I got this on video.
I mean, it's not a big deal for a Cybertruck. It has 11,000 pounds of towing capacity.
Yeah, but he was super excited about getting the video. Wow. Okay. And Jesse, would you like to see almost 1,000 Cybertrucks?
Sure.
Well, Joe Tegmeyer, the drone pilot, caught them on video. He said, Cybertrucks massing in huge numbers at Giga Texas. Not sure why so many are stacking up here, but nearly 1,000 visible today. Some are being loaded into covered trailer trucks. Yeah, so I don't know if like they're having delivery problems or if it's the Labor Day weekend or...
Maybe.
Or they're just going overdrive on production. Or someone won a bet. I mean,
they just wanted to... They wanted some drone pictures of 1,000 Cybertrucks. Sure. I mean, you know.
And get this, even the Amish are driving Cybertrucks. This is Ben Zook. He is an Amish electrician, owner of Belmont Solar, and he now has a Cybertruck as well.
Is that an Amish electrician? Is that an oxymoron?
No, it's not actually, because they're allowed to have electricity. They just don't really want to be hooked up to the grid. So,
but that's just like me.
You are Amish.
Am I Amish?
You might be.
Oh my God.
Your whole life might make sense now.
I drive a Cybertruck too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Cool.
And if you want to learn about Cybertruck and all these amazing stories, we find most of them on Cybertruck Owners Club. They help sponsor the show. You can head over there now and talk about your either upcoming Cybertruck or the one you own. And if you're waiting for yours, they have a reservation tracker that'll help you plan when it's coming. So we just reviewed the Sonic 1200 Portable Power Station by Egritech over on our Now Let's Review channel.
It seems like the prices have really come down quite a bit on these portable batteries in pretty short time.
Yeah, I remember it seems like just like 18 or 24 months ago, a battery of this size, which is about 1 kilowatt hour, would be at least $1,000.
But the Sonic 1200 isn't $1,000.
Yeah, I've seen it as low as $399.
I feel like there are a lot of tradespeople out there who either don't know about these batteries or think that they're still expensive or just haven't experienced them.
Yes. so many times when you're doing a job as a tradesman, whether it's working in an attic or a basement or on a job site where the power is off or out in the field, like repairing a water line or a fence, you need power for your lights and your tools, but you don't want to run like a 100-foot extension cord all over the place. So please comment below if you've been there like I have and you wish you had a battery.
Check out our review of the Sonic 1200 and see if this battery might just do the trick for you. Tesla has had a win in Louisiana against the state's direct sales ban.
Last week, in a 2-1 decision, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans reversed the dismissal of Tesla's due process claim, vacated the dismissal of its antitrust claim, and upheld the dismissal of its equal protection claim.
So Tesla filed a lawsuit in 2022 against the Louisiana Automobile Dealers Association and members of the Louisiana Motor Vehicle Commission for basically trying to keep consumers from buying Teslas in Louisiana.
A lot of news outlets misreported that the lawsuit ended in January of 2023, when the lower court ruled against Tesla. But Tesla appealed and now can continue the fight to get to sell its vehicles in Louisiana. And Elon said,
nice.
Nice.
And here's the thing. I think a lot of these states that tried to keep Tesla out thought that Tesla wouldn't keep fighting because, let's face it, it's super expensive to file these types of lawsuits. They take years, but Tesla has fought and been winning since the beginning.
Recently, Tesla won in Delaware and Kentucky, so now those states' residents can buy Teslas there.
And don't forget, Connecticut initially banned direct Tesla sales, and Tesla eventually won there.
Florida tried to ban direct sales, but it didn't work because Tesla fought them.
New Mexico still is technically banning direct sales, but Tesla found loopholes by setting up showrooms on Native American land.
And Texas tried to ban direct sales, but Tesla didn't give up there and has managed to operate with a limited number of dealer licenses. But going back to the 5th District Court ruling, it was a split vote, right?
Yeah, it was 2-1.
Do we know anything about the judges and why they voted the way they did?
Well, funny you should ask. Yes, we do. So Circuit Judge Jerry Smith, appointed by Ronald Reagan, ruled that Tesla had adequately claimed the existence of plausible actual bias among the defendants, referencing emails where the commission's executive director promised Tesla's competitors that their concerns would be handled.
Yeah, don't you worry. We'll take care of Tesla. You just worry about getting me that fat envelope.
Judge Katharina Haynes, appointed by George W. Bush, also concurred.
What about the judge that dissented?
That would be Judge Dana Douglas, appointed by Joe Biden. She would have dismissed the case, saying in her dissent, "The issue is whether a company can change the composition of a state's regulatory commission because it merely disagrees with state law, which the commission is required to enforce. But Tesla cannot use this court as an end run around the legislative process."
And what about the original judge that dismissed the case back in June of 2023?
That was District Judge Sarah Vance in New Orleans, appointed by Bill Clinton. Yeah, weird, right? Both judges appointed by Democrats ruled against Tesla.
Could it be a coincidence? Let us know what you think in the comments below. We now have the winner of the 2024 What Car Electric Car Awards.
What car?
That's what I said.
No, what car?
Yep.
What car?
Yes, what car?
I don't know. What car?
Yes.
You just said what car.
Right.
So which car?
No, what car?
Right, which car?
No, what car?
Okay, I give up. Who won the award?
No, the Tesla Model 3 won the What Car Award?
No, that's what I'm asking. What car award?
Yes, it won. Isn't that great?
But what is it?
The Model 3. It's an electric car that Tesla makes. You drive it all the time. Man, you're really losing it, huh? Did you not get enough sleep last night?
Me? I'm the one asking what car, and you're telling me about the Model 3.
Yeah, it won the What Car Award?
I don't know. How would I know what car award it won if you won't tell me?
I am telling you, it's the What Car Award.
Fine, if you won't tell me, then let's just move on to the next story.
Sure, but before we do, I want to tell everyone about the best used electric executive car for 2024. It's also the Tesla Model 3, which they say you can get in the UK for about £15,000.
Who's giving out the award?
What car?
For the used Model 3 you just talked about. It's a British company or something, right? Because it's pounds.
What car?
The Model 3. You just said it won the award for best used electric executive car.
The What Car Award?
The one you just talked about. You're the one with brain problems today. You just said it.
I know. What car is the answer you've been looking for?
Look, if I were giving out an award for the best electric car, who would I be?
What car?
The Model 3. The Tesla Model 3.
What car award?
The one for the best car or whatever you just said.
You'd be on the What Car Award Committee?
The committee for what car?
Exactly.
The committee for what car?
Yes, you've got it now. Exactly.
Exactly. The committee for exactly.
No, the committee for what car?
Exactly. I'd be on the exactly award committee.
No, you'd be on the What Car Award Committee.
Exactly.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Steve Hill is the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. He recently reported that the plan is for the Teslas in the Boring Company tunnels to start using full self-driving. Hopefully, this will get started just lightly using a driver assistance tool by the end of this year.
Hill also said that the Westgate Vegas Loop just north of the convention center is nearing completion and it, quote, will open very soon. Not quite sure what the date is, but that will be open shortly. So, I mean, this is pretty cool, right? Teslas will have full self-driving. They'll still have safety drivers, but it'll be full self-driving, driving them around the tunnels. And I just want to point out, you might be thinking, well, this is just like a short 1 mile tunnel, but it's growing a lot. And by the end, the full build out is going to be 93 stations across 68 miles of tunnel throughout Las Vegas. And that's going to be insane.
And you might be saying, well, okay, it's full self-driving, but it's in a tunnel. So like nothing's going to run out of the tunnel. Wall besides the ghosts of Las Vegas. I don't know. I just think that what you're not considering is a lot of these stations, which can be I don't want to say super hectic because obviously they designed them properly for, you know, cars to pull out. But it will have to contend with that kind of thing. But eventually you just don't need the drivers anymore.
I just think expense. I mean, All these cars won't have to have humans driving them. It's going to bring the cost way down.
That's true. All right. It's time for some SpaceX news.
Take it away, Eli.
Welcome back to the Starman Report. I'm Eli Burton, your host, and let's dive into the latest news. NASA has now officially cut two astronauts from the Crew 9 mission in order to make room for the two Boeing Starliner astronauts. The SpaceX Crew 9 mission will now fly NASA astronaut and U.S. Space Force Commander Nick Hague and Roscosmos astronaut and mission specialist Alexander Gorbunov to the ISS. The original Crew 9 commander, Zena Cardman, and mission specialist Stephanie Wilson, a former space shuttle astronaut, will have to sit this mission out. Both of these astronauts are still eligible to be assigned future missions, although that is no guarantee. I really hope Cardman and Wilson both get the opportunity to be assigned to another mission. I'm sure they had a feeling that this was going to be the outcome, that a couple of their seats would be lost to return the crew that is currently on the ISS from the Boeing Starliner. But that said, that doesn't make it feel any better. You know, these women trained for years to prepare for this role, to prepare for this mission, and it's definitely a bummer for them to see that get pulled away due to something that's totally out of their control. But the reality is that's part of spaceflight, especially space test flights. They can be risky, they can be dangerous, things can go wrong. crews get reassigned. If you guys saw the Apollo 13 movie, which accurately documented the Apollo 13 mission, one of the astronauts got pulled off because suspicion of measles. Anything can happen, but it's bummer to see when it's this kind of result. Next up, Catherine Luters, the general manager of Starbase, gave a keynote speech at a luncheon event hosted by the Brownsville Chamber of Commerce. The event was titled Bridging Borders and Beyond, the Impact of U.S.-Mexico Relations and Space Exploration in the Rio Grande Valley. During the presentation, Catherine said, and I quote, "We are actually in the process right now of really beginning another round of ramp-ups because we're bringing another 300 engineers and technicians to the Rio Grande Valley to help us with increasing our cadence for the missions that we have coming up." This is a good sign that SpaceX is confident in the progress of Starship development because they're bringing 300 people down to the region to get ready for a faster future launch cadence. In addition to this announcement about the additional personnel, Sparks have been seen flying for most of the past week off the launch tower at Starbase. This week, SpaceX has been making modifications to the launch pad and able to attempt the first catch of the Starship's Super Heavy booster. It is unknown exactly when SpaceX will complete the upgrades to the launch tower to make this catch attempt, or when the FAA will give final approval and an approval date for Flight Test 5, but nonetheless, it's very clear that SpaceX is working as quickly as possible to get ready for this flight test. Well, guys, that's all for this time. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of the Starman Report, and I look forward to having you back for more of the most exciting news in space.
Thanks, Eli.
And for some more SpaceX news here, to play it safe, on Monday, August 26th, SpaceX postponed the Polaris Dawn mission to investigate a groundside helium leak on the quick disconnect umbilical cord. But of course, the legacy media had to spin it.
SpaceX delays Polaris mission. Boeing isn't the only one with problems.
Elon responded, "We could have launched and it would have been fine, but safety is paramount, so better to check all systems again." Yeah, Boeing. Now, it looks like good landing zone weather is what we're waiting for, according to Jared Isaacman's update last Friday. Because they're only going up for 2 days and they can't really delay in coming back down, they have to make sure that the weather looks good in the landing zones before they launch. So that's what the delay is all about. Elon posted this, "Let's make Starfleet Academy real."
And Empress Heavy says, "Sounds like a fun program to train people for making life multiplanetary."
And Elon said, "Pretty much."
So this is like space camp, but on steroids.
Elon went on to say, "After thinking it through, SpaceX Starlink will provide emergency services access for mobile phones for people in distress for free. This applies worldwide, subject to approval by country governments. Can't have a situation where someone dies because they forgot or were unable to pay for it." Well, that's really nice.
That is really nice.
Starlink then posted that Starlink is now available in Botswana and Ghana. Starlink is connecting people with high-speed internet in 105 markets all around the world, including 15 in Africa.
And Elon said Starlink now approved in 105 countries.
Sawyer then posted this news. NASA just announced that its Mobile Launcher 2 project will now cost $2.7 billion, up from an original estimate of $383 million. NASA says this project is key to the Artemis campaign, which seeks to return astronauts to the moon and send crewed missions to Mars.
Holy smokes!
Okay, now wait, we're looking at this picture here, and you might say, "Ah, $2.7 billion for that big old rocket." No.
As Ashley Vance points out, NASA is going to need $2.7 billion for another SLS rocket. Oh, wait, sorry, just for the thing to move and hold the rocket. GAO, per usual, with the gory details.
And Mike Clement says, "How in the world can the launcher be more expensive than the rocket?" So
Elon's like,
so it's basically a big truck that moves
with some steel.
Yeah, and it's big. It's going to cost a lot of money, but is it going to cost $2.7 billion?
Well, it is going to cost more. Prices have gone up. Have you heard of inflation? Come on, NASA, pay up.
And then after 262 perfect landings, for the first time in more than 3 years, a Falcon 9 booster toppled over on last Wednesday's attempted landing on a shortfall of gravitas. Eric Berger here making a pun.
A shortfall of stability.
Elon says, "Now we figure out what went wrong to drive the landing failure rate far above 1 in 1,000, then 1 in 10,000, 1 in a million, etc."
And it looks like Elon and Stephen King are back to trading barbs. Stephen King said, "Oops, SpaceX launches are on hold after a booster rocket toppled over in flames while landing Wednesday."
And Elon said, "Dick." And after the failed landing on August 28th, the FAA opened an investigation. But by Friday, August 30th, the FAA had granted SpaceX the approval to continue Falcon 9 launches because it wasn't a big deal. But what was a big deal is that the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has fined SpaceX $3,750. Where are they going to come up with that money? For an unauthorized discharge of industrial wastewater into surrounding wetlands. It is not clear yet what this means for FAA approval of an increased launch cadence from South Texas.
And Elon said, just to be clear, this silly fine was for spilling potable drinking water. Literally, you could drink it.
And ag machinery giant John Deere has partnered with Starlink on a pilot program to use Starlink on its machines in remote areas to connect to their farm management systems in the U.S. and Brazil.
They're providing a kit that makes Starlink even more rugged. Starlink can not only transmit field data and logistics tracking data, but also, as John Deere's senior product manager of connectivity, Michael Kuhl, says, if you're in the state of Mato Grosso, which is the largest producing state in Brazil, a dealer could be 7 hours away from that machine and quickly remote display into the machine. This allows dealers to troubleshoot the issue they're having to get them back up and running without a visit or any downtime. It's impactful.
That's pretty cool. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
If you want to get an amazing Henson shaver and 100 blades for free, you can use our code NOWYOUKNOW at checkout. Escape into the
future. Our viewer Carl from Norway sent us the story from Marina Friedman and Rory Christian Topdahl about this guy, Thormod Hope.
What did he do?
Way back in 1985, when Thormod would look out over the flaring fields in Bergen, Norway.
What's flaring again?
It's the burning off of natural gas that comes out when you pump oil out of the ground.
Right. You see that all the time.
Yeah. Globally, about 140 billion cubic meters of natural gas is flared annually, and it releases about 357 million tons of CO2 annually.
Okay, so back to Thormod. What did he do?
Well, while he looked with his binoculars out over the flaring fields, he would see birds getting burned by this flaring, and he wanted to do something about it. So when he started working for Statoil, which is now owned by Equinor, he got some of his colleagues to figure out a method for recycling the gas back into the system without the need to burn it. Then in 1994, he got two of Equinor's large platforms, the Gulf Fax A and C, to agree to try it, and it worked. But today, many of Equinor's platforms have installed the system that Thormod helped develop, and so now Norway is one of the least flaring countries in the world.
Now, unfortunately, flaring is still super common, as we can see by satellite photos.
So this tale has a few morals, right? Number one, change can happen when one person discovers something and keeps pushing to stop it. Number two, even though Thormod's solution was better for the birds and the environment, it wasn't as cheap as just burning the natural gas off. So in most drilling rigs today, the flaring continues. Quick money today in the pocket of corporations is unfortunately incentivized over long-term profitability.
And moral number three, when people badmouth wind turbines for killing birds, we should compare apples to apples. Yes, wind turbines do occasionally kill birds, but putting gas in your car is killing birds, and I don't hear anyone complaining about it.
We'll leave you with Thormod's words. If I hadn't seen those birds, I think many more torches would still have been burning. All right, it's time for Going Green. So if we count plug-in hybrids, then EV light vehicle sales in China have now overtaken ICE car sales for the first time.
China, by the way, is the largest car market in the world and the second largest economy in the world.
So for all those people that you bump into that are like, I don't think electric cars are going to replace ICE cars. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
They are. Yeah. And Elon said, wow.
Wow.
All right. So remember last week we talked about on Patreon bonus stories, we talked about this attempted abduction that happened up in Canada.
The incident Friday afternoon shows four people dressed in black forcefully pull a woman out of her vehicle towards a parked blue Honda.
We had talked about how if you'd had one of these, the EV-Ject escape connector, that would not have happened. You would have been able to drive away when people were trying to abduct you out of your car, and you wouldn't have had to get out of your car to unplug the car in order to drive away because you're plugged in at a supercharger. The EV-Ject allows you to stop charging and drive away, and it brakes, allowing you to escape.
Yeah. But a lot of people argued that if there's a car blocking you in, then it doesn't matter that you're using that plug.
And this is why I love Craig over at EVject, because he took his Model Y and his daughter's Honda Civic, which is the same car that was being used in this attempted abduction.
You're
same
not gonna
model of car.
Tell me he did the what? Did he repeat this experiment?
He tested out if your Model 3 or Model Y could push a Honda Civic out of the way.
What do you mean?
Check it out.
Wait, what?
I really appreciate a CEO and founder who can put his money where his mouth is.
I thought you'd have to like get up some speed and ram it.
No. The Teslas have so much torque, you can push pretty much any car out of the way.
His daughter agreed to this.
He paid her $100 and a big gulp. And for risking breaking her car.
Good for her.
Good for her. This could save lives.
This could.
Hey, criminals watching. Yeah, not going to work, especially if the person has an EV jack.
Go, you numbskull!
So back off the superchargers. But thank you to EV Jack for making this possible. If you had to get out of your car in order to unplug it and then try to push the car out of the way, they would have abducted you or robbed you or murdered you.
Don't forget, use our code over at evjack.com. You will save 50%. You'll get half off by using our code. That's because the guys over there are so cool.
And if you ever have to use your EVJECT for any sort of emergency, they will get you a new one for free.
All right, it's time for sunspots.
It seems China is really good at setting goals and achieving some of them.
Take a look at this chart of China's wind and solar generation. They set the goal in 2020, when they had 500 gigawatts of solar and wind, of having 1,200 gigawatts of solar and wind by 2030. And they just achieved it.
But it's not 2030 yet.
No, it's not.
It's not even 2025.
It's less than 4 years later, and they have 1.2 terawatts of solar and wind. They more than doubled their generation in less than 4 years.
Why can't we do that in other countries?
I wonder why.
Is it because we don't set goals? Maybe the goals are just too high? Do we just set such high goals for ourselves? I mean, if you look at...
It's because they don't have to fight their own oil and gas industry, because whatever they say, they have to do. I mean, I'm not saying totalitarianism is great, but...
If only we had totalitarianism!
Hey, and if you'd like to get more wind and solar on your house, and you're a totalitarian, right? You run your house, then call up... Then call up Energy Pal and set your goal high, and they will help you achieve it. And they'll do all that for free. Tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you.
You must do it!
All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, we need your stories to make this show great. So send them to us 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape, with good audio, no music. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
Frank from Quebec is here to tell us about his electric rock crawler project.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. I'm Frank, and this is my project. An EV rock crawler, completely done by hand with a Nissan Leaf battery pack and motors. Now I'm going to show you a bit around what I've done. Here I have the inverter and the motor and the transmission in the back of the vehicle with the CV axle going rear and front to do the drive shaft. I have Toyota axle, four-link double triangulate suspension in the back and in the front. This is the later battery pack from Nissan Leaf 2017. So it's approximately 150 miles of range. So in the buggy, maybe 2 or 3 days worth of fun. And I really wanted to show you my project because I think it's a really special project. I didn't see anything quite like it. I'm from Quebec, Canada. I really like going off-road. I really like this because it's going to be silent in the forest, not make any noise. After a day of off-roading, everybody complains that they are tired of the noise all the day, of all the engine going on and on and on, and all the fume that you can breathe while off-roading because you're stuck in the place with all the trucks running around. I hope some other people going to do some stuff like this soon so we can exchange our tricks and have fun off-roading together. Also, you can see all the process of my building on my YouTube channel, Frank McInnes. The video starts with only the batteries and the engine and going on each other Friday at 12. A new video comes out with all of my progress and all the fabrication of everything. Hope you like it. Thank you. We like your show and see you later.
Wow. Go check out Frank's YouTube channel. It was hard to find, so I found it and put the link down below because he tells you how to do this. Like, we have to go do this right now. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And this week on Patreon, we've got so many stories for just our patrons.
Is a big feature coming in Tesla's next over-the-air update release?
Tesla's Sentry Cam helps catch a thief.
2 new humanoid robots that could be in your house soon.
And so much more, including Investor Club bonus stories. For our Investor Club members, we now have Woody Harrelson's biggest financial regret.
Ooh. So head over to patreon.com/nowyouknow and support us. Keep independent journalism strong and get all of these Patreon bonus stories. We'll see you there.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It is time for the poll. What do you think of Tesla's new Model X promotion? Most people don't think it's going to move the needle much.
Well,
I mean, Model X sales aren't a big part of Tesla's revenue.
So. No.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And the reason we cover Elon's posts each week is not to rile all you wonderful viewers up and to get all political. It is actually to better understand Tesla and SpaceX, right? So if we can understand what's going on with Elon each week, we can better understand where he'll be headed with each of his companies. The world is undergoing one of the most astounding periods of change right now, technologically, politically, and socially. Elon is at the epicenter of all this change. His companies will drive a lot of this change. I, for one, want a front seat into what's happening, not a back seat. So you can get upset at Elon, or you can come along for the ride. Either way, we're all on this roller coaster ride together.
I hope that if you've been watching Tesla Time News for any amount of time, you can tell that Zach and I are pretty middle of the road, independently minded people. Neither of us belong to a political party, and neither of us ever has. We're trying to bring you news every week as a service to inform you as best as we can as to what's really going on in the world. And now, on with the posts.
So Jared Friedman says, it seems that the startup world is bifurcating into companies who follow the Elon Musk ultra hardcore management style and everyone else.
And Mark Andreessen gave a ratio of 0.001 to 99.999.
And Elon said, just finishing work now, hardcore wins, soft serve doesn't. Homer's catalog says soon there will be no point in recording FSD videos.
Elon says it will be so commonplace.
Brendan Carr, who is the commissioner on the FCC, said Elon Musk has transformed long dormant industries and he's developed a first principles production algorithm to deliver results. It's a great blueprint for reforming the administrative state, driving efficiency in government, and unleashing a new cycle of American innovation.
And Elon said reducing the massive number of requirements for government procurement would improve outcomes dramatically.
Chris Pavlovsky, the CEO of Rumble, says, does the world need a Gmail competitor?
And Elon said, yeah.
Alex says, Gmail competitor, your name at x.com.
Elon said, I like it.
Elon then said, this is a tough call and will make some people upset, but all things considered, I think California should probably pass Senate Bill 1047, AI safety bill. For over 20 years, I've been an advocate for AI regulation, just as we regulate any product or technology that is a potential risk to the public. And then Elon responding to the August 26th letter that Mark Zuckerberg wrote to Congress, admitting what the Twitter files showed, that the Biden administration pressured Facebook and then Facebook censored Americans and then throttled the Hunter Biden laptop story.
That story, by the way, was factually correct. That's the truth. Sorry to tell you. And Elon said, interesting, good for Zuckerberg. Sounds like a First Amendment violation.
He went on to say, just want to reiterate that this platform really is meant to support all viewpoints within the bounds of the laws of countries, even those of people with whom I vehemently disagree and personally dislike. If that doesn't seem to be happening, please yell at me, ideally on X. Dom says, dear Elon Musk, it looks like you have influenced Mark Zuckerberg to be truthful.
Elon says, whatever the reason, it's a step in the right direction.
These next posts are about Pavel Durov, who founded Telegram in 2013. Telegram is one of the world's most popular messaging apps because it boasts end-to-end encryption. So Durov was born in Russia, but is a French citizen, and he was arrested last week when he landed in Paris, and he was charged with a whole slew of charges that seem politically motivated. And Elon said, if he has committed such a serious crime as to be arrested, the French prosecutor should say what it is. John Scott Railton said, breaking news, French press release with charges against Telegram CEO.
And Elon said, all the telcos, phone companies, and banks are arguably enabling those things too.
He went on to say, it would be helpful to the global public to understand more details about why he was arrested. And then posted this meme. Colin Rugg says, breaking, Telegram CEO Pavel Durov released on 5 million euro bail and is forbidden from leaving France. Durov is also being forced to check in at a police station twice a week. And to this meme that Mark Zuckerberg is free because he sells people's personal information and Pavel Durov is not free because he does not sell people's personal information, Elon said.
Bullseye.
Kimball Musk said, we're heading to Burning Man tomorrow, remembering our first Burning Man 26 years ago. Only missed two in that time, and I regret it, and I don't have a lot of regrets in my life. 1998 with my wonderful sister, Tosca.
And Tosca said, we are so cute. Love you, Kimball. And Elon said, great pick.
Tesla Boomer Mama posted this clown and then don't want to see face of did Elon Musk just get lucky? Science and a little math says to some degree, yes.
And Elon says, maybe I'm just a lucky charm.
Not the Bee says leaked NASA training shows white employees feel shame because of their skin color, called individualism and perfectionism white supremacy.
And Elon said, this is messed up. A lot of schools are teaching white boys to hate themselves. It needs to stop.
Mario says California to consider $150,000 home loans for illegal immigrants. God Saad said, this is unbelievable. I'm running out of room for my next book, Suicidal Empathy.
And Elon said, seriously, sigh.
Attorney General Andrew Bailey said, breaking, we have obtained a court order halting Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's illegal parole in place program, allowing illegal aliens to remain in our country after they've crossed the border. Huge win for the rule of law.
Elon says, great. Parole in place is just code for do nothing.
John Hanna says, who would have guessed that SpaceX would beat Tesla to market with a ride hailing service?
And Elon laughed. Elon said, potential Tesla and SpaceX collab. Ride hailing works even if you're in space.
Oh, right, because they're going to go rescue the astronauts because Starliner didn't work. Kamala Harris said, even if aspiring homeowners save for years, it is often still not enough. My administration will provide first-time homebuyers with $25,000 to help with the down payment on a new home.
Elon says, unless you increase the supply of new homes, this just raises the price by $25,000 and does nothing for affordability. The next series of posts have to do with the government of Brazil making moves against X and Starlink.
Justice Alexandre de Moraes issued an ultimatum to X, demanding that X appoint a legal representative in Brazil within 24 hours or face a suspension of the platform in the country.
This order was in response to X's refusal to comply with previous demands from de Moraes, which included content moderation and the suspension of certain accounts.
Despite the threat, X did not comply with the appointment of a legal representative, leading to its suspension in Brazil.
De Moraes also ordered the freezing of all financial assets of Musk's companies in Brazil, including Starlink.
This was intended to guarantee the payment of fines imposed on X, but had broader implications for Starlink, which has been providing internet services to over 250,000 customers in Brazil, particularly in rural areas.
The freezing of assets was criticized for potentially disrupting internet access for these users and was seen as an overreach since Starlink is operationally separate from X.
In response to this, Elon created a dedicated X account called the Alexandre Files, kind of like the Twitter files, and they posted things that he's doing that are in direct violation of Brazilian law. Global Government Affairs on X said last night, Alexandre de Moraes threatened our legal representative in Brazil with arrest if we do not comply with his censorship orders. He did so in a secret order, which we share here to expose his actions.
Elon said the tyrant, Alexandre, is dictator of Brazil. Lula is his lapdog.
Wall Street Silver says, breaking, dictator and Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes froze Starlink assets and blocked its bank accounts in Brazil. This has nothing to do with Starlink. It was merely retaliation because X has no assets or representative in Brazil. Elon Musk refuses to appoint a legal representative of the social network X in Brazil because that person would immediately be jailed without due process.
And Elon said, correct.
And then Elon said, one day, Alexandre, this picture of you in prison will be real. Mark my words. And then he said, do you like my toilet paper? Elon went on to say the media in Brazil is controlled by the fake judge dictator Alexandre. They know he will throw them in prison if they don't obey. Sean McGuire said, this is absolutely insane. A rogue judge in Brazil is taking more than 250,000 customers offline because he doesn't like free speech.
And Elon said, many remote schools and hospitals depend on SpaceX's Starlink. SpaceX will provide internet services to users in Brazil for free until this matter is resolved, as we cannot receive payment, but don't want to cut anyone off.
And then Mario Nafal posted this, that Brazil's military relies on Starlink for operations and security. This is a letter from Brazil's defense minister.
And Elon said, Starlink will continue to support the Brazilian military, even though our bank accounts in Brazil have been illegally frozen by Judge D. Voldemort.
Doge Designer says, why is Alexander attacking only X when Brazil has many other social media networks like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube? Does this mean all other platforms are complying with his unlawful censorship orders?
Elon says other platforms in Brazil are silently complying with the illegal political censorship demands of dictator D. Voldemort.
Autism Capital says, world news, Brazil officially suspends X, claims anyone using a VPN to access X could be fined up to $8,800 a day.
Elon says one day that criminal posing as a judge will occupy the prison cell of the people he has wrongfully convicted. He went on to say the oppressive regime in Brazil is so afraid of the people learning the truth that they will bankrupt anyone who tries.
And he went on to say they're shutting down the number one source of truth in Brazil, and the Brazilian people will learn of his crimes no matter how much he tries to stop it. And Scott Adams says, I'm confused. How does the United States government allow such an attack on an American company?
And Elon said, some of them are in on it.
And he said, Orwell nailed it. Now on to illegal immigration. So Elon is upset about illegal immigration in the U.S. Now, since I personally follow both the mainstream press like NBC, CNN and New York Times, etc. every day, and I'm also on X every day, I feel like I can see something that many people don't. I can see that there are two very different narratives about what is going on around the world every day, and nothing shows off this contrast more than illegal immigration. On the mainstream media side, there doesn't seem to be a problem. When I do see stories about illegal immigrants, they seem to be portrayed as just a bunch of hardworking, well-intentioned people who came here to the U.S. to make a new life. And look, my great-grandparents were all immigrants to this country, and I'm pretty sure most people who immigrate to the U.S. are good people. But on X, there is reporting showing a much darker side to the story. Armed Venezuelan gangs in Aurora, Colorado, taking over apartment complexes, illegal immigrants who commit horrible crimes, and governments like mine here in Massachusetts that are spending billions of dollars to house and feed them. What I think upsets Elon is that this has become such a divisive issue, largely because we aren't all getting the same information about what's going on. Elon believes that people are being allowed to enter the U.S. illegally because it will help the Democrats get more votes. In my opinion, whether you think that's a crazy idea or just a matter of fact depends on where you get your news. So it is in this context that Elon posted about immigration this week, as he does every week. And wokeness says U.S. taxpayers paid $150 billion to care for illegal aliens just last year, but a $5 billion wall was too expensive.
Elon said the Dems are importing voters. Simple incentives are driving this behavior. It is their path to permanent victory and a deep socialist state.
Doge Designer says the reason why legacy media only publishes negative stories about Elon Musk.
Elon said the legacy media, with few exceptions, are an arm of the Democratic Party and the state.
Ian Miles Chong says Pope Francis said it's grave sin to reject migrants. Thoughts?
Elon says legal immigration is great. Illegal immigration, where there are no checks regarding who is coming, is civilizational suicide.
Kamala Harris back in 2017 said an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
Elon says, please note that this is an actual statement from Kamala.
He went on to say the U.S. Democratic Party as a whole has a massive incentive to bring in and legalize illegal immigrants as they vote overwhelmingly Democrat. No grand conspiracy theory is needed. The simple incentive of winning elections explains why they won't even deport criminals who assault police officers on camera, because that would mean losing those votes. And the story that's unfolding in the UK is very similar to the illegal immigrant story here in the US. Depending on where you get your news, you either see one narrative from the mainstream media about how immigrants to the UK are by and large peaceful, or you are seeing reporting on violent crimes perpetrated against people by immigrants, but with what's being called a two-tier justice system, whereby UK residents who post on social media things that the UK government considers hate speech being arrested and locked up, and people committing violent crimes being allowed to stay free or arrested but then released. Now, because Elon takes free speech very seriously, and because the UK does not technically have free speech, the freedom of speech is not in the British Constitution because the UK does not have a constitution. UK residents have free speech under Article 10 of the Human Rights Act of 1998, but it is not absolute, and it can be subject to restrictions that are necessary in a democratic society. So it is in this context that Elon said this week, what has happened to the UK? And that is because Keir Starmer, their prime minister, has taken down Margaret Thatcher's portrait from Downing Street number 10. Alexander Mertz says, while I hate caving to bullies, given the developments in France, Brazil, and the UK and elsewhere, please consider the implications of your travels, Elon. Your safety is paramount for the future of innovation and free speech, and we need your continued vision and leadership.
Elon said, probably wise for me to limit movements to countries where free speech is constitutionally protected.
God Saad said, there are countless European cities that used to have very little crime, including very few rapes and sexual assaults. But over the past two decades, many cities have seen an astounding exponential increase in criminality. Women throughout Europe feel unsafe.
Elon said, yeah, they are literally releasing criminals to make room to lock people up, making social media comments.
Elon said the attacks this year on free speech are unprecedented in the 21st century. It will happen in America, too, if Kamala Waltz gain power. Just listen to what they've said.
Doge Designer said, I wouldn't be surprised to see X suspended in the U.S. if the Democrats come into power again. Elon said censorship is a certainty if Democrats win.
And he said, just as a reminder, you can always access this platform via X.com, even on your phone. No app is needed. Now would also be a good time to download a VPN in case you get blocked. Shelby Talcott says Donald Trump will announce a new proposal today per the Detroit News that under a second Trump administration, IVF treatments will be paid for by the government.
Elon said this is cool.
Farzad said, did you know the U.S. government is planning on adding another $16 trillion to our national deficit through 2035?
Elon said, at current rates of government spending, America is on the fast lane to bankruptcy. Government overspending is what causes inflation.
George says, breaking, the judge overseeing Elon Musk and X's defamation lawsuit against Soros-backed Media Matters just denied their motion to dismiss. Media Matters could now be forced to pay back all the ad revenue X has lost as a result of their lies.
And Elon says, LFG!
Autism Capital said, what a weasel Reid Hoffman is.
Elon said Reid is terrified of Trump winning and prosecuted for being one of Epstein's top clients.
Sir Doge of the Coin says, who else wants Tesla to bring back the Dogecoin payment option for merch?
And Elon said, me.
All right, it's time for community mail time. Remember, share your stories, your videos, and photos with us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
EB spotted this bright drop EV in Chino Hills, California.
Kenneth spotted this red VinFast in Dorest, Ontario, Canada.
Chris spotted this slammed Model 3 in Greeley, Colorado.
What does slammed mean?
It's when you slam it down on the ground because you lower the suspension so far that it actually sits on the ground.
Wow.
How or do you, at least looks so.
Can you actually drive that?
Sometimes it's airbags, so you can actually like pick it up to drive.
John spotted this Hummer EV in Bogota, Colombia. He says that GM doesn't import them into the country, so the owner had to import it directly from the U.S., but they didn't have to pay the duty tax because it's an EV. They just had to pay the sales tax.
Rob spotted this bumper sticker on the Ohio Turnpike.
Garrett spotted a Cybertruck with this dumpster license plate in Tempe, Arizona.
Nice. Chris shared us his new Model Y towing his 21-foot Seaway in Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Okay, Chris, we'll be right up for a cruise. Olivia shared this photo she took of this blue wrap Cybertruck in Irving, Texas.
Steven spotted this gray camo Cybertruck on a cool 116-degree day in Phoenix, Arizona. For those of you who like the temperature in Celsius, that's 46.7 degrees Celsius.
The last time I was in Arizona, it was 106.
Yeah, and you thought you were going to die, and this is 10 degrees warmer.
Oh, my God. Suzanne spotted this VinFast in Cary, North Carolina.
Michael spotted this solar boat in Fort de France, Martinique.
William spotted this chrome-wrapped Rivian R1T while walking the dog in Valley Village, California.
That looks cool. Debbie shared this photo of her Model Y and toy hauler RV supercharging in Cranbrook, British Columbia, Canada. She says, just need the supercharger extension cord to make things easier.
Han sent us this, not the Sparky, as he calls it, a gold-wrapped Model Y spotted in St. Gallen, Switzerland. He said, please note the rear side windows. Oh, those are like little spoiler things.
Little venti thingies, cool. Yeah. Sarah spotted this Cybertruck on the Southern Methodist University campus in University Park, Texas.
And guess what happened as she drove away? Moments later, she spotted this.
What is that?
It's a fire, an ice fire.
Ice cars. They are always catching on fire, those internal combustion engine cars. Maybe you should stop filling them with gasoline, huh? Daniel from Barcelona spotted this Cupra Tavascan at the Lidia supercharger in Spain.
That's Daniel's Model Y in the background. He said that he spoke to the two guys that were charging the Tavascan, and they told him that they were doing field testing prior to the launch of the vehicle for the general public. A few days later, he saw a truck full of them on the highway. Seems like they're ready for sale now.
And lastly, Christopher spotted this rather appropriate license plate on a Volkswagen. And the license plate is VW Light.
All right, it is time for our supercharger reviews. But first, let's go to beautiful superchargers. We got this photo from Ricardo of something special. This is Tesla's first supercharger in South America. It is located in Coruma, Valparaiso, Chile. It should be coming online in mid-September, along with another one in Santiago. He said the supercharger is located at the Coruma Outlet Mall, very close to Route 68, the main highway connecting Santiago with Valparaiso and Viña del Mar. The location offers a variety of amenities, including Dunkin' Donuts, Subway, local restaurants, and several shops. There are also restrooms and vending machines available. Additionally, just across the street, there are three supermarkets, pharmacies, toy stores, pet shops, more restaurants, and other conveniences. There's Dunkin' Donuts in Chile.
Chile runs on Dunkin'.
All right, so let's see what we got out there for supercharger reviews.
Isaac and Jesse. Well, here we are at Lifton. This is on the way to Cornwall in the west of England. This supercharger's been going about a year now. I remember you actually announcing it. These are V4 superchargers and very fast.
Situated just off the A30, the Lifton supercharger is easy to find and access. The location is ideal for those travelling through Cornwall, offering a much-needed charging point in a somewhat rural area. One of the standout features of this supercharger location is the adjacent cafe, which offers a delightful range of refreshments. Particularly noteworthy are the hot Cornish pasties, which are a local delicacy and should not be missed. The Tesla supercharger at Lifton Cornwall is a well-appointed stop for Tesla drivers. The addition of the cafe selling hot Cornish pasties elevates the experience, making it a much more than just functional charging point.
I'm from Lifton Village. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. I'm here at the Turning Stone Casino in Verona, New York, at their Tesla supercharger. Really not much here at the supercharger, but across the street, there is a pile of Teslas. We'll go over there. I believe this is the inventory for the new Tesla showroom at the Turning Stone Casino. And there's not one, not two, but three, four, five Cybertrucks. So we've got plenty of inventory for Central New York here. All of them being Foundation Series, and they're just everywhere. Here with my little nephews. Pretty red. Got S's and Y's. 3s. Refresh model 3s. And I think this Y over here is the new glossy silver or gray. I forgot what they call it. Color. Does look pretty nice. So I'm here with my 2023 ID4, and every single one of these Tesla superchargers, I believe, has Magic Dock, which allows me to quickly and easily charge. So now you know.
Hi, I'm at the 16 stall 250 watt supercharger in Bede, California. This is a fairly new station with chargers with the ability to charge non-Teslas. I believe you would scan the QR code and the dock would be under there. There are a few amenities around. There's a gas station on either side. There's food across the street, liquor store across the street, as well as many other options in town. But if you have a little bit more time, about 15 minutes away is Yak's on the 5 for a great burger spot. All right. Thanks, Zach and Jesse. See you later.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. If you want to check them out, you can go to our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, and you can upload your own there as well.
All right. So what do we got for new superchargers in the world?
We got number 82 in Virginia is the 12 stall in Lexington, Virginia.
We got number 96 in New York, the 16 stall in Painted Post, New York.
Number 29 in Denmark is an expansion from 12 to 24 stalls. They're now version 4 superchargers at Rødovre, Denmark.
We get the 8 stall version 4 in Malsfield, Germany.
Number 169 in Florida is the 20 stall in Orlando, Florida.
We got the 6 stall in Shanghai, China.
The 4 stall version 2 in Shanghai, China.
The 3 stall in Beijing, China.
The 4 stall in Sydney at DY in New South Wales, Australia.
Number 100 in Australia is the 4 stall in Port Campbell, Victoria.
And an expansion from 12 to 32 stalls is the version 3 and version 4 in Bastrop, Texas.
Oh, so that's right near the Boring Company and stuff. We got the 20 stall version 3 and 4 in Wharton, Texas.
Number 67 in Washington is the 12 stall version 4 in Silverdale, Washington.
We got the 28 stall version 3 and 4 in Baytown, Texas.
The 20 stall version 3 in Galt, California.
Got number 52 in Arizona, the 8 stall in Kayenta, Arizona.
We got the 24 stall version 4 in Pleasanton, Hopyard Road, California.
We have the 11 stall version 4 in Cedar Park, Texas.
The 8 stall in Livermore, California.
We have the expansion, get this, from 68 to 96 stalls. These are version 2 and 3 in Baker, California. This also has solar canopy and batteries.
Wow. The expansion from 24 to 36 stalls, both version 3 and 4 in Terrell, Texas.
We have number 30 in Utah, the 14 stall version 4 in Far West, Utah.
Number 487 in California is the 8 stall in San Anselmo, California.
Number 222 in Canada is the 16 stall version 4 in Langley, British Columbia.
Number 59 in Georgia is the 8 stall version 4 in Ackworth, Georgia.
We have the 20 stall version 4 in Pforzheim, Germany.
The 3 stall in Wuxi, China.
Number 168 in Texas. Number 2374 in the U.S. is an expansion from 16 to 28 stalls in Waller, Texas.
Number 207 in Germany and 1,271 in Europe is the 4 stall version 4 in Wiesbaden, Germany.
The 3 stall in Dalian, China.
And number 2,099 in China, 6,611 in the world is the 8 stall in Shenzhen, China. So much for them not making more superchargers, huh? Wow, that story was pretty accurate.
I mean, there hasn't been a week where we haven't had less than two pages.
This is insane. I mean, really.
It shows you how dumb the mainstream media is.
And people looked me in the eye and told me,
yeah, they're stopping their superchargers. That's what I heard.
Really? You heard that, huh? And yeah, you were lied to. These poor people were lied to. It's just I knew that I was right. And they were being told by these multi-million dollar corporate news corporations.
Well, I also love how Elon fired his whole supercharger team.
And so they're not going to make them anymore. They're all going to fall apart.
He hired a lot of them back 2 weeks later.
It doesn't.
And no one covered
it. It's just, come on.
I know. I mean, that's why you got to get your news from us, folks, because they don't want to give you the facts out there in the real world for some reason. Someday we're going to look back and people will be like, Mommy, why didn't they want to tell the truth? I don't know why.
We'll know why. We'll know why. It'll be horrible. There'll be some horrible reason. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. Thank you so much for watching. And thank you so much, everybody here, for supporting us. Without your help, we couldn't do this. We really couldn't. So please go over to Patreon if you're not there already. Check it out for $1 a month. You're going to love it. We have bonus stories coming up right now. So go check those out, and we'll see you there.
Now you know.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.